Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Brachos Daf Tzadi Gimel. We are starting about the sixth line with the beginning of the Gemara, and in the Vilna Sura Sadaf, it's Samach Zayin Amud Aleph, just about the middle of the Daf with the beginning of the Gemara. And today's Daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Marsh Miriam Sarah Basav Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now the Mishnah had told us that a person is chayv to make a bracha on the bad with the same exact enthusiasm and energy and feeling as he does when he makes a bracha on the good. Now what's the source for this? So the Gemara tells us, Rabbi Rechia says B'shem Reb Levi Al Shem, because of the following pasuk, Va'atam Marim La'olam Hashem, and you are forever exalted Hashem. La'olam yadcha al yayna, your hand is always up. Meaning, no matter what judgment you send down to the world, it's always considered el yayin. And a mashal to explain this. B'nai sheba olam, in the world it's customary, the melech basav adam yashiv adan, a king of flesh and blood, he sits and judges. Kshu nais and dimos, when he gives a merciful judgment, hakom akalsan yusai, everyone praises him. Ukshu nais and spikula, and when he gives a punishment, hakom aran nachrav, everyone complains about him. Lama, why? Shataf bedinoi, because he swept along everyone in his judgment. When he punishes one person, so there's always ripple effect. Baruch Hu Anikin, Hashem's not like that. Elav Atamarim La'olam Hashem, you Hashem are forever exalted. La'olam Yadcha La'yoyna, your Yad is always above. Whatever din, whatever judgment you give to the world is perfect. Only the person that's supposed to be punished is punished, and no one else. And another source for the Mishnah. Rav Chana says B'shem Rav Acha, the pasuk tells us L'David Mizmar Chesed U'Mishpat Ashira, about kindness and Mishpat I will sing. L'cha Hashem Azameira, to you Hashem I'm gonna sing. Amar Dov L'nei Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said in front of Hashem, Im Chesed Ata Oseimi, if you do Chesed with me, Ashira, and Im Mishpat if you do mishpat with me, Ashira, I'll also sing. Benkach u'benkach l'Hashem azameira. Whichever way it is, if it's chesed or if it's mishpat, I'm going to sing to you. And Amar Amtan Chum ben Yehuda, the pasuk tells us, Be'le Kim ahal davar, b'Hashem ahal davar. With the name El Kim, I'll praise his word, and with the name Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, I'll praise his word. Bein al midas hadin, bein al midas rachamim, ahal davar. Whether Hashem is using midas hadin or midas rachamim, I'm going to praise his word. Elikim is Hashem's name, which expresses din. Yudke vavke is Hashem's name, which expresses rachamim. And either which way, ahal davar. Rabbanan amar and Rabbanan say, kaseshuas eso, v'shem Hashem ekra. Cup of salvation I shall raise, and I call it in the name of Hashem. And another pasuk, tsar v'yaga in emtsa, v'shem Hashem ekra. Distress and grief I will find, and I'm going to call it in the name of Hashem. Benkach u'benkach, whether it's salvation or it's grief, u'b'shem Hashem ekra. Another source for this, Amar Rav Yudid ben Fila, Hushe Yoiv Amar, this is what Yoiv said, Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach, Hashem has given and Hashem has taken. Yehi shem Hashem avayrach, the name of Hashem shall be blessed. Kishanasan, when Hashem gave him, Berachamim nasan, he gave Berachamim with mercy. And Uchshe lakach, when he took from Yoiv, Berachim lakach, he took Berachim as well. And v'loi, not only that, El kishanasan, when Hashem gave to Yoiv, loi nimlach v'beria, he didn't ask anyone, he didn't ask his bezdin, should I give good to Yoiv? He gave it anyway. But when he took it away, he double-checked with his bezin, so to speak, to make sure that it was okay to take it away. And where do we see this? Amar Rabbi Elazar says, anytime it says in the pasuk, Vahashem, with this extra vav, not just plain Hashem, it says Vahashem, Hu Beis Dinoi. That means it was him and his bezin together decided to do this. And Binyanav Shebekulam, we can use a Binyanav and expand this to everything. It says in the pasuk, Vahashem Dibur Alecha Ra, Hashem has decreed evil on you. This is referring to when Hashem decided that Achav has to be killed, so this Vahashem also is Hashem and is Bezdin. So back to Eliyahu, the pasuk says Hashem Nasan, which means Hashem gave without asking anyone. VaHashem Lakach, Hashem didn't take it away until he double checked with his Bezdin to make sure that Eliyahu really deserved for it to be taken away. And another memra, Aseme Ahava Vaseme Yira. You should do mitzvahs out of love of Hashem and out of fear of Hashem. Aseme Ahava, do out of love of Hashem. She'im Bas Lisnai, if you come to hate doing the mitzvahs and you decide, you know what, I'm not going to do mitzvahs. That you should know, Ki Ata Oyev, that you love Hashem. Vein Oyev and Ayev doesn't hate Hashem, and Ayev doesn't not do mitzvahs. And I say Meira, you should do mitzvahs out of Yira as well. Shem Bas Levit, if you come to kick at Hashem and say, I'm not doing mitzvahs, that you should know Shata Yare, that you fear Hashem, Vein Yare Mevait, and Yare doesn't rebel. And nothing more tells us Shiva Prushenhain. There are seven different types of Prushim. Now, what are Prushim? So the Prushim were, and in a way still are, a group of individuals viewed as very pious and unique in their service of Hashem, often abstaining and refraining from accepted practice, hence the name Parush, to abstain or refrain from. So usually when someone's called a parush, that's a very complimentary thing. However, over here we're going to see that there are seven different types of prushim, and only two of them are real. The other five are fakes. So first we're going to name these prushim, and then we're going to explain what that name is. Parush shechmi, a parush of shoulders, uparush nikvi, a parush of credit, uparush kizai, and a parush of balancing. Parush mahanchaya, a parush of what benefit is it? Parush eda chavasi v'asena, a parush that says, should I know of my aveira and still do it? And the last two are parush yira and parush ava, a parush out of fear and a parush out of love. So now we explain these. Parush shechmi, what does that mean, a parush of shoulders? Ta'in mitzvasa al kisva, he places a mitzvah on his shoulders, which means he does physical labor for mitzvah, but he's not willing to pay money for for a mitzvah. Parsha Nikfi, what does that mean, a parsha of credit? He says, Akifli, give me credit, va'anavin mitzvah, and I'll do a mitzvah. He borrows money on credit to buy mitzvahs, for example, lulav, esrog, and things like that, and he pays back over a long period of time. Parsh Tzadik Gimel Amud Beis on top Kizai, a parsha of balancing. What does that mean? Avad chada chayva av chada mitzvah. He does one aveira and one mitzvah, umekazes chada b'chada, and he balances one with the other. He thinks that if I do an aveira and then I do a mitzvah, so now it's been balanced out. Parsh Mahana Chaya, a parsh that says, what benefit is it? Meaning he says, Man de Isli Mahana Minchi, if I have benefit from it, then oven mitzvah, I'll do the mitzvah. Parsh Eda Chavasi Ve'asena, what's this type of parish? He says, Hey da Chavsa Avadis, what sin did I do? The oven mitzvah Kavasa, that I should do a mitzvah to balance it out. He's trying to show people that he's such a tzaddik, he didn't do any averas, so he doesn't have to do mitzvahs to balance that avera out. But now we have the final two, and these are the real ones. Parsh Yira Ki Eiv, a parish of Yira, he's serving Hashem out of fear, that's like Eiv. And Parsh Ava Ki Avra, someone that serves Hashem out of pure love, that's like Avram. And Ein Lecha Chaviv Mikulam El Parash Ava Ka'Avram, the most beloved out of all these is one that serves Hashem out of pure love like Avram. And the Gemara tells us, Avram Avinu Asa Yetzer Hara Toiv. Avram Avinu turned his Yetzer Hara into being Toiv. The Pasuk says, Umatzasas Levavai Nema Lefanecha, you found his heart trustworthy before you. And Amar Avacha V'Hefsid, lest you think that Avram Avinu is going to lose out on his Schar, because now he doesn't have a Yetzer Hara, so he's not going to get any Schar for doing good things, because he doesn't have to fight Yetzahara. It's not so, because El, it says in the Pasuk, V'charis imai ha-bris, take out the word v'chesed, v'gaymer, and Hashem established the bris with Avram, and that bris was that Avram Avinu is going to get reward for everything that he did, even though he doesn't have Yetzahara anymore. Now the Gemara contrasts Avram Avinu to David. Avol David, loy ha-yachal amud bai. David HaMelech, he wasn't able to stand to this level. He wasn't able to take his Yetzahara and turn it over to being good. What did he do? V'harage bilvavai. He killed it in his heart. My time, what's the source for that? The Pasuk says, V'libi chal b'kirbi. David HaMelech says, my heart has been killed in my insides, which means that David HaMelech forced his will on his Yetzer Hara. His Yetzer Hara tried to get him to do bad, but he forced his Yetzer Tov over his Yetzer Hara, and he was always successful in overcoming it. But he didn't reach that level of Avram Avinu that he actually turned his Yetzer Hara into his Yetzer Tov. Now talking about doing something for Hashem out of Ava, Rabbi Kiva Havakayim Mitdin Kumi Turnus Rufus Harasha. Rabbi Kiva was standing and being punished in front of Turnus Rufus Harasha. Now we all know that Rabbi Kiva was tortured by the Romans. Turnus Rufus was the governor of Yerushalayim at that point in time. His flesh was being combed with iron combs, and he was in terrible pain. And va'atas answered the Kriya Shema, it came time to say Kriya Shema, Shari Kari Kriya Shema v'gichech. Rabbi Kiva started saying Kriya Shema, and he was laughing. Amrle, so Turnus Rufus Harasha told him, Saba, you old man, ich harashat, are you a fool? Imevat b'yisurin at, are you one that rebels even when he's being punished? Are you laughing just to spite me, even though I'm punishing you and you're in terrible pain? So Amrle, he told him, Tipach ruche dahu gavra, the spirit of that man should suffer, meaning you should suffer, Turnus Rufus. Lech harashana, v'loim vat b'yisurin. I'm not a fool, and I'm not rebelling even though I'm being punished. All my days I would read this pasuk, and I was pained. And I said, when is it that these three things are going to come to my hand, meaning I'm going to be able to fulfill the entire pasuk? So I loved Hashem with all my heart. I loved Hashem with all my money. But I was never able to be tested with loving Hashem with all my nefesh. Now I've come to the situation of loving Hashem with my entire nefesh, and it's also the time of Kriya Shema in which this pasuk is found, and my mind wasn't distracted because of the pain I'm in. So because of that, I said Kriya Shema and I'm laughing because I'm so happy I'm able to come to this point. The Gemara just comments and says, he almost didn't have a chance to say Kriya Shema, and then his soul departed him, he died. And the Gemara tells us, Nechemiah Imsuni Shimish Es Rabbi Kiva Es Mushtaim Shana. Nechemiah Imsuni served Rabbi Kiva, which means he was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva for 22 years. Belimdai and Rabbi Kiva taught him as follows, Esem v'gemim ribuyin. Anytime we have the word es or the word gam, that's a riboy, that's including something. Achen v'rakin miyutin. Anytime we have the word ach or rakin a pasuk, that's excluding something. So Amalei Nechemiah Msuni asked him, Mahu ahan d'chsev es Hashem l'kechatira. What's the word es in the pasuk es Hashem l'kechatira coming to include? How could we include something other than Hashem? Hashem is the greatest. We can't possibly compare something to Hashem that we say that we're including that as well. So Amalei Rabbi Kiva told him, Oisai v'as Torah Asai. Es Hashem l'kechatira is including the Torah as well, one should have proper reverence for the Torah. New Yitzhak, the Mishnah, Lo'yakal Adam HaSoresha Keneged Shahar HaMizrach, a person shouldn't be lightheaded, he shouldn't act in a lightheaded manner when he's opposite the Shahar HaMizrach, the eastern gate of Har HaBayis. That's because it's aligned with the Kodesh Kedoshim. Now something similar, the Gemara says, Tani, we have a Braisa, Hamato Mayim, someone that's relieving himself, Hareza Haifach Panav Klapit Tzafayin, he should turn towards the north. That's so that he's facing away from the Beis HaMikdash. This is at least according to Rav Chaim Kanievsky, referring to a person who's north of the Beis HaMikdash, so therefore he should relieve himself facing away from the Beis HaMikdash. And Hamesach Has Raglov, someone who covers his feet, which is a euphemism for defecating, Hareza Haifach Panav Klapit Darim, he should turn his face towards the south, because that means that his revealed backside is towards the north. Now Amar Rabbi Yisrael Bun, he comments, Hadad Amar Masnisa, this Brayis is only said, Min HaTzayfim V'lefnim. If this person is from Tzayfim and inside, what's Tzayfim? Tzayfim is an overlook, it's a very high point where a person could see the Beis HaMikdash, so then he has to be very careful about which way he's facing when he relieves himself or defecates. However, if he's further than Tzayfim, so he can't see the Beis HaMikdash, he could relieve himself facing whichever direction he wants. Now Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says, B'chol Makim, he has to be careful no matter where he is, U'bavad B'makim She'en Sham Kaisel, but that's only in a place that doesn't have a wall, which means if he's out in the open and he's relieving himself, he has to be mindful of where he's facing. But if there's a wall there, so then he could do so by the wall no matter which direction it's in. And Tani, we have a Braisa, Masach HaSraglov, someone that defecates, Lo Yitein Panav LeMizrach V'Acharev LeMayrov, he shouldn't face east and his back facing west, El Etzdadin, he should face the sides north and south. Rabbi Huda says, B'shas HaMikdash, that's only at the time that we have the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi says, Menat Tzayfim V'lefnim, that's only when he's by Tzayfim and closer to the Beis HaMikdash. And Rabbi Kiva says, B'chol Makim, it's everywhere, U'bavad Makim She'in by Kaisel, but that's only in a place that doesn't have a wall, if there is a wall there, so then he could do it by the wall, no matter which direction it's in. And Tadi Dalad Amad Alpha on top, the Gemara says, Om Rabbi Kiva says, Nechnasi Acher Rabbi Shua L'Ras HaMaisa, I went after Rabbi Shua into the bathroom to see the Maisa, to see how he acts in the bathroom. And that's because it's Torah, and Rabbi Kiva wanted to learn how to properly act. Now Amalai, they asked him, Marisa, so what did you see? Amalai, he told them, Re'isav Yeshev Itzidai Klapei Mayrev. I saw that he was sitting, and his side was facing west, which means that he was facing north-south. V'loi Pira Ad Sheyashav. He didn't reveal himself until he sat down. V'loi Yashav Ad Sheshifshef. And he didn't sit down until he wiped the toilet area clean, so that he didn't get his garments dirty. V'loi Kinach Biyamin El Besmol. He didn't wipe himself with his right hand, rather with his left hand. One of the reasons being is because one uses their right hand to wrap their tefillin, so it's not proper to wipe with that right hand. And Shimon ben Azai said the same thing. Nichnasti acher Rabbi Kiva l'eres ha-samaisa. I went after Rabbi Kiva into the bathroom to see how he relieved himself. Amar lo, they asked him, Amar Yisrael, what did you see? Amar lahem, he told them, Risav Yeshev v'tzidai klapei mayrev. I saw he was sitting and his side was facing west. V'loi par ad sheyashav, he didn't reveal himself until he sat down. V'loi yashav ad sheshifshef, he didn't sit down until he wiped the whole toilet area clean. V'loi kinach b'yamin el besmol, he didn't wipe himself with his right hand, rather with his left hand. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow, continue to explain the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.